This podcast is all about small business in St. Petersburg, Florida, how the business owners got started, how they built their business, and how they serve our community. I'm Brett Bittner, and I'm the host of Hustleberg, and I started Beyond Your Side Hustle, a marketing firm where we help budding entrepreneurs go beyond their side hustles and ditch their 9-to-5s. As the founder of a small business here in St. Pete myself, I love meeting and talking with fellow small business owners. Lucky for you, I also like to record those conversations for you to listen to. If you find anything of value in this episode, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast, because there are probably more nuggets in other episodes, both past and upcoming. It would also be great if you rate and review the episode to let us know what you got out of the conversation. If you have a question about marketing, building your brand, or operating your small business that you'd like to have answered on a Q&A episode, please visit beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcastquestion to submit it. In this episode, I have the good fortune of talking to Dr. Namarav Mehta from Apex Care Pharmacy here in St. Pete. You may remember Dr. Mehta from the St. Pete Open for Business chats that we did back in April. I had the opportunity to talk with him back then. I thought being a professional services provider, he would add a little bit of insight about what it's like to be owning, building, and operating a business without having a lot of that business knowledge taught in school, because so much of it is focused on, in his case, the pharmaceutical aspect of his job. So this episode is with Dr. Namarav Mehta from Apex Care Pharmacy. Enjoy. So Dr. Mehta, why pharmacy? Why is that what you do?
This is what I wanted to do from the beginning. I started my journey way back in 2004 when I was seeing my family run uncle's business back in India. He was running, you know, he had his own pharmacy store. I used to go there sometimes just to see the business, how he does his thing, you know. Then I got into the pharmacy school about that time, 2004, 2005. I did 4 years of bachelor's. And, you know, during that period of time, I saw that there is a need for patient education and proper interpreter between the doctor, medication, and the patient, you know. So I being a pharmacist, I play an important role between the doctor's office and the patient to communicate about the medication, how to take it. You know, I see a lot of patients that, you know, don't know about the medication or what they are taking. They have questions about if one works well or no. So those are the things that I wanted to address. And that was something that I wanted to do. And that forced me, I mean, that motivated me, actually. That's what the word I would say, to go and pursue my pharmacy degree. And I did my bachelor's during that time. That basically set my goal as an owner and the manager of the Apex Care Pharmacy, to serve the community and provide the personal service that is lacking at this moment, you know, in this big corporate chains and everything. So that's what I would say.
So you're looking to be more of a hometown pharmacist that is focused on making sure that the patients that are coming in actually know the things that they're taking, why they're taking them, and interactions that they may come across, as well as be somebody in the healthcare field that they can actually talk to about what's happening with them.
Definitely, that's what our main focus is. You know, when you go out in the bigger pharmacies, you know, pharmacies don't have a time to go over or talk to you about 5 minutes. You know, they're busy all the time. Here, when you walk in, you know, we greet you personally and we talk to you. We have that time. We take additional time out and we talk to you. Hey, how are you doing today? What are the questions? We go over the meds and stuff like that. So that's my goal. That's my goal as a, you know, hometown pharmacy.
So you have this, it kind of runs in the family. You said your uncle has a pharmacy as well. There's a lot of education that goes into becoming a pharmacist. Obviously you have your bachelor's degree, then you have pharmacy school after that. Is there anything beyond that before you're actually able to I guess, open a pharmacy or serve as a pharmacist?
Yeah. So basically, you know, you have to do, you know, diploma in pharmacy. So doctor of pharmacy, you have to do. I did my bachelor's back in India for 4 years. Then I came down here. I did 2 years of master's, and then I applied to the doctorate. So I got into the pharmacy school back in 2010. I did it for 3 years, and then I graduated with a pharmacy degree. During those times, you know, I did have to go to different rotations. Basically, what you do it is you go to different practice settings. So you go to community clinic, you go to the hospital, you go to the retail setting, to the retail pharmacies, you go to the compounding pharmacies, you go to a specialty pharmacy, you learn different things. You rotate between those sites every month. So they give you 1 month at one place. So approximately 12 rotations I did with the different settings. So I got a perfect exposure of, you know, different fields. So during that time, I decided what I wanted to do and where I want to go. You know, it gives you an idea about the field and what you can do, what are the different things that you can do, help the community. And at that time, I had two options, either to go to the hospital pharmacy that I liked, and the other one was to go into the community and help the community. And I chose the community pharmacy. So now I'm here.
Now, I found that with a lot of professional services, lawyers, doctors, and the like, you have a lot of education to become a doctor, in your case, to become a doctor of pharmacy, but there isn't a lot of training about the business aspect for your role in the community. You mentioned having an uncle that has a pharmacy already. Was there anybody or anything that helped guide you once you decided that you were going to build Apex Care Pharmacy?
Yeah. So that is correct. You know, to learn about the medication and stuff and to do a business, those are two completely different things. So I didn't know a business aspect. I came to know about it a little bit when I saw the family business. You know, when I was here, when I was doing my master's, after completing my master's around the 2010 or so that year, I did an independent pharmacy. You know, it's a voluntary service I did for 4 to 5 months or so. During that period of time, I used to go to New York, one of the independent pharmacy, and I used to go there every day, just for 5 to 6 hours or so. So I went down there, learned different things about filling the prescriptions and, you know, typing it down, talking to the patient. At that time, I didn't have the license, so I can do limited things, but I saw the pharmacist over there, the way he was running the business and, you know, the way he was helping people. A lot of the people, you know, when they are very happy, they appreciate what a pharmacist does, and then they give a lot of blessings. You know, hey, it's something that nobody could help me, and then you took a time out and you did something like this for me, so I really appreciate it. That means a lot, you know. So seeing all those things and the way he was running the business, that motivated me during that time, and I applied to the pharmacy school at that time. So I thought to myself, you know, I do have a background in pharmacy. Let's take it further down, and hopefully this will help me become a pharmacist, and also this experience will guide me through establishing a business later on. So I graduated 2013. I did a job for 7 years, and then I started my own. So now I'm here, you know, so with experience and study and everything, I'm thinking those experience does help me becoming a good owner in the future. So, yeah.
Now, as you've been building Apex Care, which is a rather recent entrant here in St. Petersburg, what would you say is the most important lesson that you've learned thus far while you've been building the pharmacy?
I would say there are some times when you have to be strong. You have to stick to your aim and work hard towards it. During my career, I did face some challenges at that time that I thought that what I'm going to do next, you know, what I have to do next. I'm here right now. I don't see any options. And then all of a sudden, when you are in the field, you're looking at the things and you think that this is something I can do. You know, you have to just work hard on it. You have to pursue the thing. You have to be passionate about it. So I would say nothing comes easy. You know, you have to work diligently towards it, work hard on it, you know, So that's the main thing that I learned. Never give up, work hard, and then in future, you probably will achieve your goal.
Awesome. Now, you are a relatively new pharmacy. What is probably the most inspiring thing that you've seen since you've begun working in the community here?
There are a couple of things that in the community that I have seen. You know, I have seen like the clinics here, some of the clinics that they are offering free testing and stuff during the pandemic time. So they're going out of their way to help the community. I have seen some of the even the doctor's offices and some of the local clinics. They are helping the patient getting access to the medications and stuff, and doing the community service. You know, they are also providing some patients, you know, a meal and stuff like that on the holidays like Saturdays and Sunday. Some of the people I know, you know, so those are the things that. You know, motivates to do a better thing. When we opened the Apex Care back in February and March, at that time it was good. After the March, as soon as the coronavirus hit us, you know,
right.
And seeing all this, we started to think that what we can do to help the community. At that time, you know, we did our part. We did the PPEs and stuff. We made hand sanitizers and stuff. We went out in the community. We helped those providers, you know, getting those gloves, masks, and all the productive equipments. So those were some of the things that we did to help them, and then they help the customers or the patients that they're seeing. So it's basically a mutual relationship where we learn and then we apply. So that helped us. And that was the most inspiring thing, I would say, that I have seen in the community.
Yeah, I remember when we talked back in April on the St. Pete Open for Business chat, you were talking a lot about the things that you were able to do to help the community for in your pharmacy that weren't specific to medication in the things that you were able to obtain and share when it comes to resources to help battle COVID. And I know that you guys have done a lot there at Apex Care. And I'm glad to hear that is certainly, you know, kind of seeing that community come together is something that you've been inspired by. Especially here in St. Pete.
Yes, definitely. So yeah, those were the times that, you know, we thought that this is something we can offer to the community that we are getting into. You know, even at this time, if somebody comes in, you know, we do carry the mask and gloves and stuff like that. If it's not available anywhere else, we tell them to come by, stop by. We offer them for great price and some of the things that we donate, so you know they can take it. So everybody is welcome.
So from a marketing and advertising perspective, what is it that you're doing to help build your brand in the eyes of the community?
So basically for the marketing purpose, I take out one day of the week myself, being a pharmacist, rather than getting somebody else here. You know, I go out for one day. I talk to the providers in the area personally. So go to the different, I make a list. Every week, go out certain day of the week, either it's Wednesday or Thursday or Friday, go to the office, hand out them our brochures and stuff, explain them how we are different from the other, you know, big chains, what we do to help the patient, individualize care, what are the different things we offer, you know. So I feel being me going down to the doctor's offices, I get better response talking to the nurses, you know, doctor's offices. If they have any questions, I can answer them. Even if the patient is there and if they say, hey, you know, this patient have a question, you know, I mean, I can answer that if there is anything that I can do it for them. That's the main thing that I do. We have also advertised in different books here. Also, we do the door-to-door mailers and stuff. We are trying to get into the community events, but being it's a, you know, not a good time right now, so that's something we cannot do. But we are trying our best to go out and spread the word out in the community by getting involved into the community.
So how much time would you say that you're working in the pharmacy versus working on the business of the pharmacy?
I would say currently the way we are doing things, I'm working more in my business than working on my practice. Going to the providers and explaining things to them, taking time out from the pharmacy, getting somebody else here to work for me, and then reaching out to the providers. Those are the things that I'm doing to build up our brand and get our name out. So I am working in my business, not on practice. So we want to build our name out there. So that's our motto, and that's what we're trying to do. So that's what I think I'm doing most at this moment.
Now, is there anything that you're reading, watching, or listening to that's helping guide you as you build Apex Care here in St. Pete?
I do motivational reading. So I do read the books and stuff. Okay. You know, articles.
Do you have any that you recommend for people that might be listening?
There is a book. It's a secret, called The Secret. You know, I read that a lot, and you know, that gives me a lot of motivation and stuff. It has a lot of things that you can learn. Some of the things that, you know, it helps your thinking perspective. It changes when you read the things, you know. Also, there are some, you know, Hindu literatures that I've read, like Gita and stuff, that helps the mind to go in the right pathway. The other things that I do is watch the local news and updates, you know, in the health news. So that things gives me an idea what are some of the opportunities that might arise, or what are the things that we can do that probably later on, you know, will be there in the pharmacy road. So the pharmacy structure is changing a lot. We can offer so many things like flu shots, medication therapy management. Now you can do the testing. So every day something changes. So I try to watch the health news and stuff and get the updates. So try to learn the things and see how the market is going, so we can see where we can take our business. So those are a few of the things that I do. I read the books and stay updated with the news and stuff to help the business and build the Apex Care.
Now, when you aren't working, what are some of your favorite things to do in and around St. Pete?
In and around, I would say it's a beautiful city. I used to drive from Bradenton to St. Pete almost every day.
I like the drive.
So, you know, whenever I have a time out, I go to the Skyway Bridge. Beautiful out there. Go sit down. Me, my wife and kid, we go out there, go to the pier. St. Pete Beach is also really nice. We go down there. A little bit further down, we go to Tampa. We have a little one to take out to the zoo and different parks. So those are the few things that we do.
Now, do you have any upcoming events, activities, or specials that you'd like to make sure that our listeners put on their calendars?
What I would say is, with the events, the way it's going, we don't have any scheduled at the moment, but we will definitely. The things that we want to do, it is one of the day of the week, we're going to be offering a screening. So we will be allowing the patients to come on our site. We will do the blood pressure testing, cholesterol or blood glucose testing for them for free, no charge. They can come down, they can bring even their medications and stuff. We can talk to them about it. If they have any questions, we can answer it. We can try to check the coverage about the medication and stuff, anything like that. They are always welcome to come. But that's something that we are planning to do. Soon, within a couple of weeks, the way we're going to do it is we're going to send out some flyers and stuff. And then person who comes in with the things, you know, they can claim a free over-the-counter product. So come
and
stop by anytime. Those are the things that we're going to be offering. Whoever wants to come down, please come down. We'll give you free over-the-counter products. Look at our pharmacy, what we do. And if there is any questions, we'll be glad to help you guys.
Now, Dr. Mehta, where is it that people can find out more about Apex Care Pharmacy, website, social media, and the like?
We do have our website, apexcarerx.com. You can go on there and find out more about us. You can ask us questions, send us an email, query about the medication, coverage, or any other information. It's completely secure. You can send us the info. It'll come directly to the system. Also, you can go on our Facebook page. We do share different giveaways, over-the-counter products, promotions, and stuff like that on that page. We do announce the new arrivals and other things on the page. Same on the Google at Apex Care RX. And then we also have a Yelp page, Apex Care Pharmacy in St. Pete. So those are the different things that you guys can reach to us. You can call us, or you can send us an email.
All right, Dr. Mehta, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. And I really appreciate you sharing with the Hustleberg audience what they can expect at Apex Care Pharmacy.
Thank you, Brett, so much for giving us an opportunity. in this time and getting the word out. We are trying to be an independent community serving pharmacy. We are focused on the customer service mainly, and that's what our goal is. Thank you so much again.
Thank you.
You did it. You just listened to Hustleberg. To thank you for listening, we're helping you reach ideal engagement on any social media platform in a 3-week training available at beyondyoursidehustle.com/3weeks. See how you can change your feed to serve you, start engaging on social the right way, and create a community around you and your business. Speaking of businesses, if you're a small business owner in St. Pete and you'd like to be a guest on an episode of the podcast, let us know at beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcastguest. If you got something of value from this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast player. This is something small that you can do to help us shine the spotlight on all the great businesses St. Pete has to offer. The music in this episode is Defining Your Dreams by my friend Rhymer Educator. On May 28th, he released a mixtape entitled Quentin Quarantino about loneliness during the COVID-19 pandemic, and I encourage you to check it out on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to great music. Thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to sharing with you how we do business in the Berg.